Today's share is Masechta Shavuos Daf Zayin. We will begin on Daf Vavam Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. We had learned in the Mishnah Sheyesh Be'Yediyah B'Tchila, Be'Yediyah B'Saif. If somebody was Tamei, but forgot that he was Tamei, and entered the Beis HaMikdash, or ate Kodesh, and that was the Helbein time, he forgot in between that was his situation, and then Be'Yediyah B'Saif, and then he becomes aware that he was Tamei. So then the halacha is that the carbon oil, if it happened b'shayig, the carbon oil of Yari that he brings is what takes care of that aveira. Says the Gemara, before we go into the Gemara, we need to identify the pasuk that teaches us the halacha of carbon oil of Yari. The Targum Kedoshim says, "Nefesh shetigah b'chol davar tamei or b'nivlas chayah tamei." If he can't afford an animal for a carbon chatas, so he should bring for his aveira two doves or two pigeons. Echel chatas vechel oila. One should be brought for carbon chatas, and one should be brought for carbon oila. Vim lo sas yodel shtei sirim lo shnei b'yana. And if he can't even afford that, veivis kabanasa shechotam, he should bring carbon for what averi he did. A serious eifas chatas, he should bring a carbon chatas. But nowhere in this pasuk does it say explicitly that this carbon is brought because somebody did the aveir of Tumas Magdish v'Kadoshav. So begins the Gemara with the question. Tan Rabbanan, Benayin she'en ha'kosef medaber el b'kumas Magdish v'Kadoshav. How do we know that this pasuk, which teaches us in the Loch of Kavan Oil of Yared, speaks specifically about this type of an aveira? And says the Gemara, maybe the pasuk says we should say that it's talking about touching tumah. But then who? However, his initiative with tumah makes it. The Torah said that if somebody did an aveira of tumah, if somebody did the aveira of tumah b'mezid, the aloch is the chayv carbon al tumah. And then when somebody does b'shug, it's chayv carbon. Mashiyaz v'anash al tumah lahizav anash al tumah smegdish v'kadashav. Says the Gemara, that what case was the Torah referring to? A case of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. Says the Gemara, Afka Shechayiv Karban Al Tumah. So logically, we will extend and say when the Torah says there's a Chayiv Karban Al V'Yorid, as we just read, L'Chayiv El Al Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. Ask the Gemara, V'Eima, why are we explaining that that's what the Pasuk means to say, Veima Truma? Maybe what the Pasuk is talking about is that if a Kohen Tamei ate Truma. And there's a Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand what the Gemara means to ask here. Does the Gemara mean to say that this din of carbon oil of a Yoyrid will only be speaking about the case of Truma? Or is the Gemara mean to ask that the Pasuk is speaking about both Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav and Truma? And there's an argument that could go in both directions. One direction we could say that these two averus are not the same, and therefore perhaps the Torah is only speaking about Truma, or because it's lesser of an avera, that, and therefore Karban Oil of Yoyrid, which is really some sort of a leniency that the Torah recognizes your financial situation is not what is referred to, or the Torah is saying that for all these types of aveiros, there's going to be a chiyuv of carbon oil of yared. Says the Gemara, va'emet truma. Says the Gemara, and why would I say that it's speaking about a case where a kohen whose tamei ate truma, shehiz of anish, the Torah says that a kohen may not eat truma when he's tamei. The pasuk says, "B'kadoshim lo yoichel arash yitar," and the pasuk says that if a kohen rachman tzlon does do such an aveira, the Torah says he meisubay kichalalua his chayim misav de shemayim. Says the Gemara, Once we've established and we know that that is the halacha regarding truma, layashkechan, so the Gemara tells us, layashkechan avoin, we never have an aveira for which there's a chiyuv misa. B'day shemayim, the chayiv ala carbon, that there should be a chiyuv carbon chatas. Because, as we learned in Masechet Makis, and we learned, and we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, in Masechet Krisis, that kares and carbon travel together. But that's a case where if somebody did the aveir b'mezid, he's chayiv kares. But here, we're speaking about a case where if somebody, Rechman Slon, did this aveira, he's going to be chayim misab de shemayim. We have no precedent that when somebody does an aveira misab de shemayim, b'shogik shbichayiv a carbon. Says the Gemara, Ema, says the Gemara, indeed, this rule that we are trying now to establish, that there is no chayiv carbon when the oinish is misab de shemayim, what case does that refer to? What type of carbon does that refer to? Carbon kavua, fixed carbon. If it's not a carbon oil of a yard, if you stand at carbon chattis, for example, Torah doesn't differentiate based on one's financial situation. Aval, in a case, suggests the Gemara, of oil of a yard. So this is not your typical carbon that one brings. Nicely, that in such a case, even though it's not going to be a chiyuv karis if one violated the aveir b'mezid. It's going to be misab de shemayim, but misab de shemayim will travel together with carbon oil v'yorid, says the Gemara. Midah de hava, just like we see that there's a chiyuv carbon oil of shmias kol is what's known as a shvuas edus. If somebody knows edus, and he's come to be asked to say the edus, and he doesn't want to say it in Bezdin, and he swears that he doesn't know Edus, and then he admits that he lied, he has to bring a carbon oil of a yorid, as the Torah Kedosha says, v'nefesh ki sechta v'shama kol ola, v'edu ra yoda im lo yagid v'nosa avayna. The other case is as we began our Masechta, asvitis v'sayim, if somebody made a shvua, which he violated, if he violated it b'shogig, he's chayv a carbon oil of a yorid. Again, as the pasuk says, "Oy nefesh ki shishava levatas b'sayim lahara lahetiv l'chala shivata adam b'shvua v'nelam emen v'yada v'oshem l'achas ha'ela," as we learned at the beginning of Masechta, and all of these cases that if somebody violated these types of shvuas b'mezid, there's no chiyuv misab de shemayim, there's no chiyuv karis. So we see that the chiyuv of a carbon oil of a yorid doesn't travel together with kares, like a chayiv chatas travels together with a chayiv kares. And therefore, we would suggest that if a kohen tame itra'uma, where for mezid he's chayim misub de shemayim, if he did a bishagig, he should be chayiv a carbon oil of a yoyrid. Answers the Gemara. So that's why the Gemara is asking, there should be a chiv carbon oil of a yard for kohen tamei that ate truma b'shogeg. Answers the Gemara. The pasuk that speaks about the carbon oil of a yard says, "Oy kiyida b'tumas adam l'tchal tumas ashiyit meba." Ba, says the Gemara's lamute, it's coming to exclude truma. Ema, says the Gemara, yes, it's very obvious that the word ba is coming to exclude. But why would we say that ba is coming to exclude the case of truma? Maybe what we should say is the ba, the word is ba, is coming to teach us that by tumas migdash v'kadoshav, there's no chiv, carbon oil of a yared. Because the lo sagalei, because if somebody went into the base of migdash or ate kodesh when he's tameh b'mezid, we know there's a chiv karis. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying, when somebody did this aveira, which is obviously a very serious aveira, loisagalei b'carbon oil of a yorid, a carbon oil of a yorid won't be enough of a kapara, and what will be required, ademesi carbon kavua, not bring a carbon that gives you the opportunity to differentiate between the financial situation of the person, answers the Gemara. Kar Rabba lay the Rebbe. Rava, speaking about Rebbe, said Rebbe is an individual that doyla mayim bebaras amukim. Rebbe is a person that could go to the depths of the sea and find pearls, find beautiful things. And he now will be able to prove to us that for Tumas Migdash, for Kadoshov, that's where you bring Kamen Oil V'Yorid. The Tanya, because the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Rebbe Oimer, the Pasuk by Kamen Oil V'Yorid says, O Nefesh HaShetiga V'Chol Dova Tomei, O B'Nivlas Chaya Tomei, O B'Nivlas Behema Tomei, Ekra Nichaya. So ask the Gemara, the Torah should have just said, Chaya Tomei, Behema Loi Nemra, Lama Nemra. Why was it necessary for to say behemoth unveils behemoth tameya? We have a rule throughout Shas that behema is bechlal chaya, based on the pasuk the Gemara Masech the Chulin that Ayin Aleph Amen Aleph teaches us. Torah Kedosha says v'esachaya shetoichlu mekol behemoth shel aretz. The pasuk begins with the word chaya and ends with the word behema, and therefore it's not necessary to say, it wasn't necessary to say that. Why was it necessary to say behema? It says, and the Ritva says that what's pshat in the Gemara, the Rebbe should have said that why did the Torah say the word chaya and not just write behema? Because in the previous pasuk, the Torah says behema. So that's why he asked, why does it say behema here? You could have asked the question the other way as well. Says the Gemara, Nemakan behema tameya, because by the carbon oil of a yard, the Torah says carbon tameya. The Nemalahalan behema tameya, when the Torah speaks about somebody eating kach remeza, the Torah says, Nefesh kisiga b'chotamei betumas adam o behema tameya. Malahalan, the pasuk speaking over there, about Tumas Kodesh, somebody who's Tumas eating Kodesh. Afkan, the Pasuk of Karbon Oil V'Yorid, says the Gemara, is also speaking about somebody who ate Kodesh. So Tysus, a Russian Hutva, asks a question. Here we find that Rava compliments Rebbe for coming up with this Gzeru Shava. So they ask that we know throughout Shas, the rule is, Ein adam dom gzeri shava mi'atzmai. A person can't come up with his own gzeri shava. Elm ken kiblim merabai. Until he has a messiah from his Rebbe. So this, that Rebbe was able to teach the gzeri shava, is something that he learned from his Rebbe. So why is he given such a big compliment? So they answer that indeed, they learned in yeshiva, or they had a messiah, that there is a gzeri shava behema behema. But they didn't know which two words of behema should they connect. Rebbe was able to do was connect this gzereshava. Another explanation that I saw is that yes, you could have a gzereshava, but unless the words are totally extra, if you could ask a question in the gzereshava, then the gzereshava falls away. Rebbe was able to come up with a gzereshava that was not, you weren't able to ask a question when the words were extra. The Ramban says that when we have this rule that ein adam don gzeru shavim atzmai, elm kain kibla meroisov, it wasn't as specific, says the Ramban, as we would think. He says what they knew was that there were a certain number of gzeru shavas, not to exceed those number. And then the job of the Tanoim was to identify what were the legitimate Gzeri Shavas, and that's what Rebbe did in our Gemara. But ask the Gemara, this Pasuk that we just used, this Gzeri Shava, speaks about a case, Tumas Kodesh, when somebody's Tumay ate Kodesh. But as we've been discussing from the beginning of the Perek, we've not been just discussing Tumas Kodesh, we also have been discussing Tumas Migdash. So ask the Gemara, Tumas Migdash Minolan, where will we know this halacha also applies to Tumas Migdash? Answers the Gemara, the Pasuk says, by Yoledes. The pasuk says that if a woman has a baby boy, then for the first 7 days she's tamei no matter what, and for the next 33 days she's tar no matter what. And then by a girl everything doubles. For the first 14 days she's tamei no matter what, and for the next 66 days, even if she's expressing dam, she will be tahor, but she can't eat the kachim, and she can't go into the Beis HaMikdash until she finishes those days and then brings a carbon. So says the Gemara Amakra, the pasuk speaking about the Yoledis, as we just said, says b'chol kodesh leisiga, till she finishes her complete process, she may not touch kodesh, she's still somewhat tamei. So we see ishkish migdash l'kodesh, the halacha of somebody eating kodesh and the halacha entering the Beis HaMikdash travel together. But ask the Gemara, if that's the way you're going to learn, ihachi b'trumanami, the halacha should be a tamei who eats a koyin tamei, who eats truma b'shoigig, should also bring a carbon oil v'yor. Damamar, the pasuk says, b'kol kodesh l'siga, to teach us, l'rabbis is a truma, that a yoledis, until she finishes her tahara, as the Gemara often says, she's considered tefillas yom aruch. A tefillas yom aruch means that she went to the mikvah, but until Harif Shemesh happens, it's not finished. And here too, until everything is finished, she can't eat truma. So ask the Gemara, that we're saying that the halachas of Tumas Kodesh and Tumas Migdash travel together. So ask the Gemara, the halacha of Truma also travels together. That somebody who's Tamei, who eats Truma, and we learned that what we learned from this pasuk is L'rabbis is a Truma. And for the Gemara, as we said before, Haimet Rachmana Ba, that the Ba comes to say that there is a case that we would suggest that there should be a carbon oil of a Yared, but the word Ba says not to include it. But ask the Gemara, yes, Ba is clearly a word that's coming to exclude a case where we would think there should be a carbon of oil of a Yared, and we're saying that there isn't going to be. But ask the Gemara, Eme Ba, Lemuti Migdash, maybe it's coming to teach us that somebody who's Tamei and enters the base of Migdash is not Chayiv, a carbon oil of a Yared. Says the Gemara, Mistabra, in other words, the Gemara's question is as follows. The Torah says that there's no question that if somebody eats Kodesh when he's Tamei B'Shogig, he's going to bring a carbon oil of a Yared. The question is, there's a Pasuk that includes one thing, the Gzeir Shava, and there's a Ba that excludes something. So Gemara has been teaching us that Migdash is what's included. Entering the base of Migdash when you're Tamei, you'll bring a carbon oil of a Yared. And eating Kodesh and eating truma is when your tamei, the kohen, is excluded. Maybe we should say just the opposite. Answers the Gemara, Mestaber Migdash Lemimtinon. It doesn't make sense to exclude that the case of somebody entering the Beis HaMikdash's tamei is not where there's a chiv carbon oil of a yored. Shekain Karas Kamaisa. There's this common denominator that just like when somebody eats Kodesh when he's Tamei B'mezid, he's Chayiv Kares, so too, when somebody enters the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tamei B'mezid, he's Chayiv Kares, whereas by Truma, there is no Chayiv Kares, there's a Chayiv Misim Dei Shemayim. Adraba, says the Gemara, Truma Lo Mementinen, maybe Truma is the better match, Shekein Achil Kamaisa, says the Gemara, eating Kodesh refers to an act of eating. Eating truma refers to an act of eating, whereas entering the Migdash, entering the Beis HaMikdash is not an act of eating, so it's a weaker match. So we're back to where we started. We've achieved that we know that there's a carbon oil of a yored by eating Kodesh when you're Tamei B'Shogig, but where do we know that there's a chiv carbon oil of a yored if you enter the Beis HaMikdash when you are Tamei? Says the Gemara, El Amarava, the Torah says three psukim about somebody eating carbon shlomim when he's tamei. Torah Kedusha says, Kol ish ashikr recalls a rechem al kachim, ashikdishim ne Yisrael Hashem, v'tamasa alav v'nichrasa nefesh ahi.
The pasuk says, "V'nefesh toicha basum zevach ha'shlama shel Hashem, v'tumasa olav v'nechrasa nefesh hima me'ah." And the Torah says, "V'nefesh kisiga b'chol tamei, v'tumas adam v'behema tamei v'chol sheretz tamei v'oichel b'psar zevach ha'shlama shel Hashem, v'nechrasa nefesh hima me'ah." And the Gemara, of course, asks, "Shloisha kroyis b'shlama lamai." Why was it necessary to tell us three times that if somebody eats shlomim when he's tamei, he's chayiv karis v'yidib b'mezit? To teach us that this is going to be considered a klal uprat, achas leklal, v'achas leprat. One is a klal. The pasuk says kochim, that's a klal. The second pasuk says shlomim, and that's a prat. And we go back to the shloish esri midas shatayr in the dreshes behen, the ways, different ways we can learn pasukim. We explain this pasuk as kol davashay beklal, v'yotzman a klal alamid, something that was part of a group and then was singled out. It's not just here to teach about it itself. The second pasuk that teaches us if somebody is tamei, eats karmen shlom b'mezi, is chayiv karis, is here to teach us something special. Because the first pasuk that said kachim included shlomim already. Why did the Torah have to give us another pasuk to teach us the halacha of shlomim? To teach us that this halacha only speaks about kachim mizbeach. Anything which is not kachim mizbeach, something which is only kachim by the kabayis, something which is not actually put on the mizbeach, these halachas of eating them when your tummy will not apply. Vachas, and the third time when the Torah says it again, the Tumak Suva Torah Stam, to teach us that you chayiv a carbon oil v'yorid, v'eni yideya mahi, but I don't know what that third pasuk is coming to teach us. Have oimer, Thomas Kodesh. It's coming to teach us the halacha of a tamei he weighed kachim b'shoigig, that if he would eat it b'mezid, he's chayiv karis, and if he eats it b'shoigig, he's chayiv carbon oil v'yorid. But, continues the Gemara, v'im, any inyan l'tumas kodesh, but says the Gemara, we don't really need it for that purpose because we already learned, as Rebbe taught us his gzeres shava, the nafgalei of the Rebbe, we have this gzeres shava to teach us that there is no, that there's a carbon oil of a yard by eating kodesh when you're tamei. Tanei inyan l'megdish, we're going to say it's coming to teach us that it's chay, that if somebody enters the base of Mikdash when he's tamei, he brings a carbon oil of a yerid. The question, of course, that Rashi points out, is that we learned earlier in our Masechta that when you have a klal, then you have a prat and a klal, klal, prat, a klal, you have to don a klal and a prat. So why is this not learned in that way? Rather, we're learning this pasuk with an imeina inyan. Imeina inyan l'dava zeh, tenei inyan l'dava acher. Why is that a preferable approach, asks Rashi. So Rashi says that the only time we say a klal prat a klal is when all the psukim are near each other. Here we have a situation where the psukim are not near each other. Since the psukim are not each near each other, it can't be taught as a klal. It can't be taught as a klal prat a klal. Furthermore, asks Taisus, that we're saying that the third pasuk is speaking about Tumas Migdash, because it's not necessary for Tumas Kodesh, because Tumas Kodesh we already learned through the Gzeres Shava the Rebbe taught us. So ask Taisus, as we've been learning throughout our shir, why don't we say the third pasuk is speaking about Truma? Answers Taisus, we cannot say that the third pasuk is speaking about Truma. Reason being, because the third pasuk speaks about a Chiyuv Karis. As we've been saying throughout our shir, there is no chiyuv karis for eating truma tamei b'mezit. The chiyuv is misa b'dei shemayim. So this third pasuk, which we're using to teach us our halacha of carbon oil of a yared, cannot possibly be used to teach us the halacha of truma, and by no other option to say it's talking about Tumas Migdash. But ask the Gemara, this third pasuk, this whole limud, is needed for something else. Ask them, Rabbi Amabayla, Rabbi Avua. Isn't this all needed for what Rabbi Avua taught us? Damar Avua, Shalosh Krisis, B'Shlamim Lama. What did the Torah have to teach us? Three times the Zachiev Karis, the somebody eating carbon shlamim when he's Tamei. Achas Leklal. One is to teach us the general rule. Achas Leprat. Prat here, the Rishonim say, is not the Prat as we normally explain, but Prat here means to teach us that if somebody ate kachim that are not really edible, somebody ate the levina, the ktiris, somebody ate the wood, and there's a chiyuv karis for teaching us for eating that, and it has nothing to do with what we're discussing. It says the Gemara, even according to Rav Shimon, who says that if somebody ate kachim which are not edible, the pasuk can't say chayv karas for such a situation. His opinion is you're not chayv for such a situation. L'suya, it's come to teach us chatas apnimius. Certain kabonis chatas were brought where the blood was not spritzed on the mizbeach achitzin, but rather were sprinkled on the proichas on the mizbeach azov. Examples being the pavasar shem kippurim, the par kohen Mashiach, the par helim dover, that the Halacha is coming to teach us that somebody will eat from these kabbonis when he's tamei, he's chayiv karis. The sakadat the chamina, because one can make an argument. That the Halacha is that any carbon that's not brought on the mizbech achitzin like shlamim, there's a loch of kibble pigle that if somebody did an avoida, shchita kabbalah aloch azrika, of a carbon, and the kohen when he did that avoida had in mind that he's going to do the rest of the avoida past the right time or eat the carbon past the right time. Says the Torah, v'im achu yachem b'psa zevach shlamiv b'yom ha'shlishi le'irotz ha'makrav oisar le'chosh v'loi pigle you. The pasuk is teaching us the din of pigel, and we would think the kosher and a karav al mizbech achitzin and chayav shem pigel. We would also think that if somebody eats such a carbon, mishum tamin namiloi, kamash, that there's no chiv carbon, no chiv karis feeding such a carbon, but so if that's the case, the pasuk is not available to teach us the halacha of tumas migdash, that if somebody goes into the base of migdash when he's tamei b'shagig, he's chayv karmen oil of a yoret. Ella amar nadoi mishmei the rava. The pasuk that spoke about the three cases, the three psukim, says that eating kachim b'tuma speak about tuma. Each pasuk says the word tuma, and the question is shalosh tumas b'shlam lama. Why was it necessary to say tuma by each one of the pasuk? Says the Gemara, it's here achas leklal, achas leprat, achas letuma aksu b'torah stam v'ani day me'ahi. The Torah it speaks tuma without defining what type of tuma. Any day mahi, which tuma is being referred to? Havayim is a tumas kodesh. Vim ein inyan a tumas kodesh. It can't be referring that somebody ate kachu when he's tamei, because that was already taught by Rebbe. Tnei inyan with tumas migdash. It's here to teach us the halacha of tumas migdash, that somebody who's tamei entered the base of migdash b'shogig when his tamei brings a carbon oil yoyrid. Says the Gemara. But ask the Gemara, this was needed for a different purpose. Says the Gemara, either the boiler michtav karis l'chedravua, once the Torah needed to say karis to teach us that there's a chiv karis, that somebody eats kachim that are not edible, still there's a chiv karis. Kosanami tumas, that's why the Torah used the word tumas, since we need the word tumas to teach us what Rav Avua just taught us, to teach us that there's a chiv karis in all cases when there's this type of tumah. So we don't have it available to teach us Batumas Migdosh. Says the Gemara, El Amarava, how do we know that there's a chiv carbon oil of a yoyrid? If somebody enters the base of Migdosh B'shoigi when he's Tamei, the Pasuk learns it with Xerishava. The Xerishava is Tumasa Tamasai. Hiv Ksiv Hacham, the Torah, when it speaks about the carbon oil of a yoyrid, says, Oy Kiiga Batumas Adam Lachal Tumasai Ashiyit Mabab. The Ksiv Hasam, and the Torah, when speaking about somebody who Rachman Slan is Tamei, enters the base of Migdosh B'mezid, the Torah says, "As Mishkan Hashem Timei v'Nechrasa Nefeshim Yisrael Kimei Nidalei Zorakel of Tameiya Oy Tumas Aba Ma'al LaHalon." That pasuk speaks about Tumas Migdosh, and here too will say that the pasuk of Carbon Oil of a Yared is speaking about Tumas Migdosh. Says the Gemara. So now that we learned, there are psukim that specifically Gzereshava that we started from Rebbe, and this pasuk that we just learned that teach us that there's a chiv carbon oil of a yoyrid by Tumas Migdosh and Tumas Kodesh. So when the Gemara earlier in the shir said a kiyiga b'tumas adam l'chal tumas ashiyut mabab, and we use that pasuk to teach us that if a kayin tamei ate truma b'shaygig, there is no chiv carbon oil of a yoyrid. Ask the Gemara ba. Why do we need that miyut? Lamali, why do we need it? There's no reason to learn or think that a kohen tame who ate truma b'shoigeg should be chayv kama carbon oil v'yoyrid, because we're only going to learn it where the Torah says it, and the Torah only says it by cases where if one did the avera, entering the base of Migdosh or eating kodesh b'mezid, he'd be chayv kares. But somebody eating truma b'mezid doesn't have a chiv karis. He only has a chiv misa b'day shemayim. And therefore the Gemara's question is, why would we think that there's a chiv oil of a yair then that we would need ba to exclude it? Answers the Gemara, ba, the rabbis nevel seftar. On the contrary, it's coming to teach us that if somebody ate the nevela of an oif tahar, which is a very unique type of tumah, that the person only becomes tamei when is the nevela is in his throat, and therefore the Torah is teaching us that if somebody ate that type of nevela and he became tamei, and now he entered the Beis HaMikdash with that tumah, he's chayv carbon oil of yared. That's what the Baal is coming to teach us. Ask the Gemara, but this is just the opposite of everything that we've been learning in today's shir. Hamrit, we've been learning in our shir today that ba is being used in the context of excluding. Ba miyutahu. Ba comes to exclude. And here we're saying that we were saying throughout the shir, there's no carbon oil of yoyrid by eating truma b'shaygig when you're tamei. Now we're using the word ba to be marba, that if somebody became tamei by eating in the velas oif tar, he'll be chayv carbon oil of a yoyrid. Answers the Gemara, mishum de miyuti yudiyater. There's a double miyut. The pasuk says oy kiiga, and from that we learn the bad negia in only something that comes tamei by touching it in a normal fashion. There's a chayv carbon oil of a yoyrid. The na bad negia, but something doesn't come tamei by touching. It only becomes tamei with this unique type of tuma that we've been describing by an avelus oif tar law. Maybe there should be no chi of carbon oil of a yared. That's why the Torah says another bar. So this becomes a miyat achamiyat. And ein miyat achamiyat, this is again one of the ways we learn psukim, ein miyat achamiyat el rabbis. And the way to understand this, what does it come to me? Marba, that if somebody ate an avelus oif tar, when he is tamei, eats the veil of tar and becomes tamei, enters the Beis HaMikdash without realizing he'll be chai of a carbon oil of a yoyrid. What are the mechanics of a miyut achamiyut? So the Ramah says that if the second miyut is superfluous, so if it's superfluous, if it's not there to be a miyut, it comes to teach us that the first miyut is not there for the purpose of a miyut, it's there for the purpose of it's there for the purpose of a miyut, a ribui. Another way of explaining it is that The second miyut defines the first miyut and says, don't use that miyut the way you thought you should. The Gemara has now introduced a new type of tumah. As we said, the Torah introduced the concept of nevelas oiftar, that the nevel of a kosher bird, that's metama by beis ablia, only one who swallows that carbon, that bird. And we learn from here that even that the nevelas oiftar is still subject to the halacha of carbon oil of a yared. There's a very interesting discussion amongst the Achroinim. How do we look at the tumah, this new tumah of tumah beis ablia? Is it considered a tumas negiya? But normally tumas negiya is if you touch the tumah no matter what. And here there's a new tumah that's only if it touches the throat. Or is it considered a tumas achila? Rav Chaim Briska says the Rambam, when he speaks about tumas nevelas oiftar, says that you only become tameh if you swallow a kezayis of the nevelas oiftar. The fact that the Rambam requires a kezayis is that the halacha is that you'd see the Rambam's opinion is that the Rambam says that you need a kezayis, but it doesn't say you have to eat it kedei achilas pras. Normally, achila is only if you eat it within that amount of time. Clearly, it's not a case of achila. Moreover, says Reb Chaim, the halacha is that if somebody becomes tamei because he ate something without touching it, he only becomes tamei after he swallows it. But nevelas oiftar, he becomes tamei as soon as it touches his throat. Again, indicating that it's not a tumas achila, it's a new type of a tumas negiya. Reb Yosef Engel, however, in a sefer Asvin Deraisa, says that the way to look at this is not to look at it as a tumas negiya or as tumas achila. It's a new type of a tumas achila. It's a tumas achila that comes with special conditions. Our Gemara also just taught us the halacha of Eimir Achmiyat El Rabbis. And as we've said in previous shiurim, the Sefer Divrei Yisrael for the Majid Tzareba, in the back of Sefer Verikah, where he has a Klolei Raisa, explains this statement of Eimir Achmiyat El Rabbis Apidrosh Hamalatically. Eimir Achmiyat, if you have a person who keeps on making himself humble, Eimir Achmiyat, he keeps on saying that he's less. As the Zohar Kadosh says, high man the Zohar, somebody who considers himself as very insignificant, hu rav, he's really great. Another pshat, he says, is that many people like to learn Torah, but they learn Torah, they don't like to review. They like to learn constantly new Gemara, and that new learning. And that's what it says. Ein mechamiyat, somebody who's constantly reviewing. And the more you review, the less opportunity you have to learn something more. Somebody who learns less and less because he's spending more and more time reviewing what he learned, El Rabbis. At the end of the day, that person will actually become the greater Talmud Chacham. Continues the Gemara. Yesh ba yedi, the Mishnah taught us. Yesh ba yedia betchila, but if somebody was aware of that tumah at the beginning, but not aware of it at the end, sara nas befnim, the sara that's made inside the Beis HaMikdash, and Yom Kippurim toila, they all help until he brings the carbon oil of Yared. And it's worth reviewing what we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if there was yedia betchila, yedia besoif, the helam benetayim, as we've been learning actually in today's shir, that's the case we bring carbon oil of a yared. If there was a yedia betchila, that the person knew he was tameh and then he entered the base of Mikdash, Rei Kodesh, and didn't become aware of what he did, then the halach is, as we just said, the seer that's brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, and Yom Kippurim protect the person from Yisurim until he becomes aware of the very he did, and he brings a carbon oil of a yared. If there was no yediyah b'tchila, v'yesh b'yediyah b'soif, or there was no yediyah at all, in these cases, as we will be learning, as we shall be learning in our shiurim, there's a difference of opinion which carbon works for these cases. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us, the pasuk says, v'chipa al-kadosh b'tumas b'nei Yisrael. The Torah says that the sar that's done b'fnim is mechaper on the avera of tuma. Yeshli b'zeh in yizeh lovi shalosh tumas. The Torah could be referring, suggests the Gemara, to three types of tuma, where the Torah, three types of averus, where the Torah uses the word of tuma. Avodah zara. The Torah uses the word tuma when it speaks about avodah zara. The Torah uses the word tuma when it speaks about Gilui Arayis, and the Torah uses the word Tumah when it speaks about Shvichas Damim. As we know, the Torah, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, designates two Seirim, two goats, male goats, Echel Hashem, and that's what's known as the Sara Pnimi, Ve'echad La'Zazel, and that's what's known as the Sara La'Shem. The Sara La'Zazel sent down the mountain, and the Sar HaPnimi is brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to bring one more Sar, but that Sar that's brought is done in the Azara, and that's the Sar HaChitzen. So the Torah speaks about these three Averis, and the Torah uses the word Tumah in association with those three Averis. Tum is associated by all three Averis. By worshipping Avodah Zarah, the Klal Yisrael, who are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, become Tamei, and moreover, the Ramban says, it causes that the Shechina shall leave Klal Yisrael. Tosfos says that, as much as we could understand, that somebody who worships Avodah Zarah brings Tumah Kaviyachol to the Shem Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara Yachol, Asholosh Tos HaOmer Yisrael Mechaper. For these three types of Averus, the sword that's brought inside the Beis HaMikdash affects Kapara. Tamalam Tumas Pnei Yisrael, V'loi Kol Tumas. It helps for some, but not for all. Mamet Sinu Shechila HaKos Mechal Kol Tumas. Which type of Tumah has the Torah singled out? As we've been learning in our shir, have Oymet Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, that only by Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav is there a special din of carbon oil of a Yoyred. Af Khan, when the Torah brings a special, when we're told to bring the special carbon on Yom Kippur, and it affects Kapara, it's talking about Tumas Mikdash Kedoshah of Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon says, we don't have to learn it this way. M'kaimu Macher. The Pasuk itself teaches us that this carbon, the Sar HaPnimi, is here for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshah. Shireyu Oymer V'Kipa Al HaKodesh M'Tumais. It means Metumah Shel Kodesh. And this price will be very much analyzed. Yochol Akoch Tumah Shel Mikdash. In any case of Tumah Shel Mikdash Kedoshav, Yizah Zah Mechaper, I should suggest that the Sar Pnimi works. Tamaloymer, Mipshayim L'Kol Chat Tosoyim. The word Pshayim all over refers to an Avera that was done B'mezid. Chatoyim always refers to an Avera that was done B'shayim. Chatoim doim the pshoim. The Gemara is connecting the two things. Ma pshoim. When we speak about an aveira that was done by mezid, we know ain a bnei carbon. You don't bring a carbon for an aveira that you did by mezid. Af chatoim, the chatoim that are being referred to that this carbon works for of a kabonis that ain a bnei carbon. But if there was a yediyah bechila and yediyah besayif, and Helen Ben Atayim, there is a carbon. There's a carbon oil of a yirid. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, we see from here that it's going to be working in a case where otherwise there wouldn't be a carbon. How do we know that if there was a yidiyah b'tchila, but there wasn't yet a yidiyah b'soif? She saw zeh toila, that the sar hapnimi works, because maybe the pasuk is speaking only about a case where there was no yidiyah b'tchila. In a case where there was no yidiyah b'tchila, there will never be a carbon. But here, where there was a yidiyah b'tchila, even though there was no yidiyah b'soif, potentially there will be a carbon. When there will be a yidiyah b'soif, tamalim l'chol chatosom, it comes to include even more chayiv chatos b'mashma. Not only is it speaking about a case where there was no yidiyah b'tchila, but even in a case where there was a yidiyah b'tchila, but there was no yidiyah b'soif. So right now there is a potential. Right now, that's what the Torah is saying. Right now, the no carbon, then the halacha will be that this carbon will work. But something that doesn't have any yediya could be, or no yediya b'tchila, there it won't come to chiyuv chatos. If it won't come to chiyuv chatos, maybe the sar doesn't help for it. That's where we conclude our shiur, whatever we learned the b'raisa, and next year we'll start analyzing the b'raisa.